And she's, because they weren't too clear in her mind, and she's starting over, so she'll start again now.
Well, I thought the thing that stands out in my mind, how my, you know, my father, if you remember, was your grandfather, was small stature, and Inez, his wife, was taller than he was, and my mother, his first wife, had been taller than my father, too. And there were two boys, my father and one brother, one younger brother, Uncle Fred, were both small stature. And the story went around that one time when they were babies, or little fellows, they were left alone, and some Indians, those North American Indians, came and looked through the window at them. And it always said they scared the growth out of those boys, and that's why they were small stature. And the rest, there were six boys altogether in the family. The rest were good size, but those two boys, Jimmy and Fred, were small.
Well, Mama, how did the Indians happen to, where were they that the Indians could have looked at them?
Well, you see, when they came out to be a missionary to the Indians.
Where did they come from?
They came from, my father's father came out from England to be a missionary to the Indians, and I suppose they must have found a house out in the wilds where the Indians were, because they couldn't be a missionary to them unless they went to the residence of the Indians. The Indians didn't come into Toronto to be missionized.
Well, was your father born in England, or was he born in Canada?
He was born in Toronto. And I don't remember all of his early history, except that I do remember that story being told about them, that they had been left alone in a house, and some Indians had come and looked in the window.
Well, did they
scare the growth out of them?
Did they grow up in Canada? How long did they live in Canada? And when did they move to the United States?
Well, father came down to the United States to attend Northwestern University when he was ready to go to college. So I think he grew up in Toronto. And probably his father gave up being a missionary to the Indians and was just a missionary, minister in some church in Toronto, you see. But they sent him down to Northwestern University to attend college at the Isle of School of Theology, which was on the campus of Northwestern University, and it was there he met my mother.
She was in college there?
And her father she was the apple of his eye. My mother was a very beautiful woman, and unfortunately I always looked like my father, but I wished that I had brown eyes and a nice straight nose like my mother. But my brother looked more like her. But he sent, my grandfather was very proud of her, and he sent her to Northwestern University. My grandfather was a capitalist. He never worked. He just made his money through stocks and bonds and bank stock and selling them, you know. But he wanted his daughter to have the very best of everything. So when she got there, she met this young fellow who was studying theology to be a minister. And that was the last thing in the world he ever wanted her to do, was to marry a minister. And at that time, liquor was supposed to be the worst thing that threatened our nation. And there was what was called the Prohibition Party. And my father was a prohibitionist, but my mother's father was a capitalist, and he didn't have anything to do with prohibition. And he said to my father, "Why, Jiminy, I would walk through whiskey to my knees if I could just vote the Republican ticket." And so that was how much he thought of his. His daughter's husband. Well, then, as soon as they were married, my mother already had developed what they thought. She had hemorrhages, and they thought it was consumption. And so my father took her immediately to Colorado because that was supposed to be the high altitude, good for consumption. And he had a charge in Longmont. His first charge was in Longmont, Colorado, where I was born. And then after that, he went to Idaho Springs, Colorado, and there my brother was born. And then after that, he went to, he had a charge in Denver. And it was there that a doctor in Denver discovered that my mother didn't have consumption at all, but she had a leaky valve in her heart. Now, if it had been in these days, that leaky valve could have been closed. But as it was, there was no closed door, no cure for her, and she was hopelessly ill.
All right.
Well, I thought it was interesting that when we lived in Rialto on that house off 301 North Riverside Avenue, I had two girls and a boy, and
About that long, he had real long hair. What was it? A pixie?
Yeah, it looks more like
a pixie. Like to put on a bed.
Yeah, you just didn't know it.
That's why I can't see it. It's all visible.